You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious and today especially grateful host. And today I am broadcasting from simply awesome, magnificent, beautiful fall, autumn, all of the above, Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you have joined me from all over the world. And I can truly say that if you're listening to this recording, I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here and that your life will never be the same again. You know, early this morning when I had my meditation, the word that really God dropped in my spirit was to remind you that this is a show of hope, but it's also a show of strategies and how-tos. And I just don't want you to be motivated and inspired. But after listening to a podcast, I want you to know, aha, I want an aha moment to really manifest in your life, and you can really take what you've learned and implement it in your life. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And so I want you to what? Hear it and then do it. Well, I have a reminder here that I really need to give a special shout out to all of my listeners in the Caribbean. I've been all over. Let's see, I've been to Jamaica, the Bahamas. Where else have I been? The Virgin Islands, etc. And so I love all of you guys. I love coming to the islands. And even though I'm tan, I love coming there, getting an additional tan. All of you are so friendly and have a wonderful spirit of excellence in the area of tourism. So I want to give a special shout. I don't know if Aruba would be included, but I also love Aruba. Well, I have a big announcement for this week, and I'm going to sing it to you right now. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Constance. Happy birthday to me. Yeah, I didn't know I could sing. That's right. It's my birthday and I am excited about it. November the 7th. So grateful to God for how God has kept me, blessed me. I'm living an abundant, purposeful life. I have lots of love, friends, support, mentoring in my life. And I have you, my radio listening audience. And just wanted to share that with you. And of course, all of you know that I celebrate for 30 days. Somebody said, why 30 days? Because that gives my friends an opportunity to take me out, you know, share their gifts with me. So really, it's payback time. You know, all of that free coaching I've been giving my friends, I call it payback time. So I celebrate for 30 days, and you should learn how to celebrate your life and your birthday. As I shared last year, it's my oldest brother's birthday because he was born on my birthday. He says it's our birthday, which it is. 2 years later, my mom went into labor with him on my birthday. And so grateful. And if you want to send me a birthday greeting, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and would love to hear from you. Thank you for all of your emails that you sent this week, especially after my show where I taught on the rule of five. And so as a result of that, we're going to be talking about the power of action or the force of action or how to implement action in your life. And so I have two different guests for you. Each one is going to be sharing how they use the law of attraction and action in their lives. You know, when I said that, somebody said that at the end of law of attraction is the word action. So we don't just want to hear, but we want to hear and do. I've written down something here and it says, anything you truly believe causes actions. And if you believe something intensely, you're going to move and take action on it. For example, if I say to you, this building is on fire, and you believe that, you're going to take action. So hearing is really great, but to really change your life, you need to take action. So we're going to go ahead and really get into it. And before I forget, of course, you can visit my webpage at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I have one young man here with me, Tico Blaine, and Tico is going to be sharing his experience with the law of attraction and taking action. I also have Pete Adams with me because Tico reached out to Pete. So how are you guys doing great,
glad to be on the show
as always, Constance. It's another wonderful day in paradise, and I'm thrilled to be on your show once again, and really fired up to be on with Tico as well.
So were you guys laughing when I was singing happy birthday to myself? I thought I heard you laughing, Pete.
Well, I have to say, you do have a beautiful voice, Constance, so happy birthday. I'm very excited for you.
Well, Tico, I wanted you to come on so that you could share your experience with the law of attraction and action. And I have Pete on because you reached out to Pete. So tell our listening audience how you discovered the law of attraction and my show, etc.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I came across the law of attraction from the movie The Secret in 2011 is the first time I saw the movie. And I think I saw it on Netflix. And immediately when I saw the movie, I got on YouTube after the movie, and then I looked up Bob Proctor because he kind of stood out to me in the movie. A lot of stuff that he talked about intrigued me. So I Googled him and found some of his YouTube videos. And as I was watching his YouTube videos, on the side, other video suggestions pop up. And then I seen this beautiful woman with an obviously beautiful voice, and it just happened to be you. So I clicked on that as well, and I started listening to your show, and I loved your voice so much. Number one, and number two, what you were teaching so much, it really stood out to me. I subscribed to the podcast, and I've been a fan ever since. And that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow, and so. You obviously began to utilize these universal principles around the law of attraction. So kind of tell me some things that you did before you reached out to Pete.
Oh, well, before I reached out to Pete, when I learned about the law of attraction, I had thought, wow, my dad and mom had been using this on me. And I don't even think they know about it because I've never heard them say the law of attraction. And I've never seen them have vision boards or write down goals or anything. But my dad had always told me that you can be anything you want to be. So I was crazy enough to believe it. So I was always, whatever I set out to do, I thought I could do it. I thought I could be the best version of me at it. And my mom always had immense faith, and she always had a lot of faith. So with those two combined, I just thought I could do anything that I set my mind out to do. So I was always writing down goals just growing up. I'd write down stuff, and I remember one time I wrote down – this was before The Secret, before your show or anything. I wrote down 10 goals, and I posted them up by my bed, and I read them every night before I went to bed, read them every night. Before I knew it, 7 of those 10 goals had taken place in my life. And wow. I was amazed.
Action. But you were taking action. Wow. That's amazing. What made you reach out to Pete?
After I heard him on your show, I think I had heard him on your show 2 times. And the second time I thought, man, this guy knows his stuff. And then he even, I think in the show, he said, hey, if you want my ebook, and I think he left his email address. So immediately I took action and I emailed him. Not only in that email did I say, hey, I'd like to receive your ebook. I said, hey, I might as well take a shot and see if he will coach me as well. And he agreed to.
Let me make a statement. That was pretty bold action, Tico, to ask him to coach you. And I want people to hear this, because if you want something different, you have to do something different.
Yes. Yes. I absolutely believe that. I like to call it going for what you know. So you have to go for what you know. And And if you don't ask, the answer is always no. So I thought I would ask him. He was gracious enough to reach out to me, and within a week we were he almost emailed me back immediately, and within a week we were on the phone, and we've been coaching consistently ever since, and I'm extremely grateful to have him in my life.
So Pete, what's one thing you really like about Tico? When he called you, what did you say or do with him?
Well, it's a great story, Constance, and I was really blown away when he sent me the email asking me, like, right off the bat, if I would consider coaching him. And I'm like, well, if he's got enough guts to do that, he's definitely a person of action. So mm-hmm. I emailed him back and said, sure. And we got started. And because it was just one of those things, Constance. It's just like, Tico took the action. And it worked out perfectly for him. I mean, it's just how the whole universe works. It's like you take the step, you reach out, and someone's going to give you a hand and make the next connection for you. It's truly amazing.
And I want to make a statement to the audience right now and say, you never know what small action baby step that you take, the unlimited possibilities that are attached to that. Here, Tico reached out to Pete, and Pete, he don't say much, but I say he's extremely successful. He just wants to be known as a powerful manifester, but it's my birthday. I can do what I want to. And so, right, Pete? And then Tico had the guts, the boldness to ask for what he want to ask and ye shall receive. And here's something big is taking place. And I know if Pete is working with him, he's going to give him some action steps to take. So Pete, what did you tell him to do?
Right off the bat, Constance, right from the first phone call, at the end of each session, there's always homework to be done. In Kiko's case, it was like, here's all these things I want you to accomplish before we do our next call. Mm-hmm. And as always, Tico had the assignment done, A+, and the assignment was in early. And the more he proved me how serious he was about, learning the law of attraction and manifesting miracles in his life, the faster and faster things happen for him. And I've got to give him all the credit, because, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And, I pointed on a map where the river might be, and Tico took off for it. So, he's the real deal. And, for everybody's listening to this show, Tico's no different than you are, or myself, or Constance. But Tico, he got inspired and took the action, and he's getting the results, and he's impressing the heck out of me. I'll tell you that, Constance.
Okay, so Tico, what action step did you take?
One of the things that he had me do was to write out my goals in the present tense and then write them on index cards. And he talked about index cards, and he mm-hmm. reads them every day. And I thought, now I got to carry these cards around. But
I'm looking at mine right now, Tico, over here on my printer. So those are my big cards that Pete told me about 3 years ago.
Wow. So here's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why I did it. I wrote down my goals on index cards. And then he also told me to write them in the present tense and use I am statements. And then we talked about the power of I am. Mm-hmm. So I wrote them down on index cards, but then I took it one step further. See, I know that I use my phones, and people of this generation, mm-hmm. we use our phones more than probably people of the past or people of older generations. So the phones are what are really in. So I took my cell phone and I pretty much wrote an ebook. And in this ebook, I wrote, the ebook is called I Am. Mm-hmm. And in my, it says I am. And then it has my goals written in the present. And then it also has followed behind it a Bible verse. Mm-hmm. So I read these 12 goals every day, and they all start with I am. I read them to myself every day from my cell phone. And before you know it, things started happening and falling into place.
So what happened? So after one you of the did things that what step did you take?
Okay. One of the things that happened was, so I was reading these I am statements every day. I read them every day. Normally in the mornings, but I work a swing shift, but I read them every day, no matter what. And so one of the things that happened, I was telling Pete that I want to be a life coach and I want to help kids as well. And I had a lady reach out to me on Facebook and she asked me out of the blue to come and work out with the kids at the youth care center. She runs the youth care center. So I said, can I speak to them as well? She says, sure, sure. So I we worked out for a half hour. And then I spoke to them for a half hour. Long story short, I got invited back. When I got invited back to speak and work out with the children again, I didn't know it, but a local entrepreneur in our city was there as well. And he told me he was there last time and he watched me the last time, but I didn't know it. He was upstairs and I was downstairs, so I never seen him, but he told me that he watched me the last time. His name is William Payne and he has the Boss Academy for troubled youth here in my city. And his audience is huge, like 2 to 3, maybe thousands of kids, but he helps a lot, all of the troubled kids here. Anyway, after we got done speaking, he said, hey, Tico, have you ever thought about recording any of your speeches? He said, have you heard of Eric Thomas? I was like, yeah, of course. He said, you need to record some of your stuff. So previously me and Pete had talked about getting recording equipment and stuff set up. And I had asked Pete about what equipment I needed, and he emailed me a list of stuff. But after I had talked to William from the Boss Prep Academy, he said, hey, I got everything that you need to record everything that you might want to record. He said, all we got to do is get together. And I just thought that was that's the law of attraction at work.
That's amazing. Let me just stay there for a little while, Pete, and you can help me with this, because when you said this woman contacted you out of the blue, nothing is out of the blue. I believe that your faithfulness when you were affirming your I am statements, when you were just not speaking it, but you were creating your own reality with those I am statements, and that she was drawn to you on Facebook. That's what I believe. Yes. And that God was behind the scenes working stuff out for you, and that everything that you desire for your purpose with speaking is showing up in your life because you took that one baby step or some baby steps, and you were consistent every day taking that action. And man, when you do it, it's a universal law. It has to happen. What you think, Pete?
Well, I think it's awesome, Constance. And one of the things, too, I want to add back to, besides Tico taking the baby steps and taking the action, was also, right from the beginning, if for all the listeners, Tico got clear on exactly what he wanted to experience in his life. He set up his goals. He set up his I am statements. And he started working with the law of attraction. And sure enough, things start showing up out of the blue. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, Constance?
It is amazing. So, Tico, what do you feel like now? Are you excited?
Oh, yes, I'm super excited. I stay up late, and I can't wait to get up the next day. Just because when you start applying these universal principles and you watch things manifest, it is, life is amazing. Life's really fun. And you just, I tell Pete all the time, I just can't wait to see what I can do next. Just by following his coaching and the universal principles and having faith and applying the faith, in God and in the universe. So I love loving life right now.
And, you know, I want to say to listeners that you do not have to have it all figured out to move forward. You know, Pete, so many people say, I don't know what to do. Do something. Take a step, just like Tico did. And I can just tell from your spirit, Tico, that big things are heading your way. Right, Pete?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? He's a rock star. And I cannot wait to see him on the, you know, on the biggest stages of the world, because he's changing the world, and the sky's the limit. And it inspires me, Constance. You know, it truly does, because it's nothing more exciting than having a conversation with somebody and they take everything, they take all the action steps you give them, and to see him create the life of his dreams, it's very rewarding, Constance. Very rewarding.
Well, you know, and it's so action is so powerful because it's really the foundational key to all success. I mean, Tico, you a personal trainer, right? I mean, I could read all of the books I want to on how to have a flat stomach, at flat abs and perfect abs, but it's only when I go to the gym or do Pilates or whatever else I do for my abs that I'm going to get results and take that action.
Yes, you definitely have to take the action. The action is the missing component. Like so many people know what to do, and as a personal trainer, I tell people all the time, everybody knows what to do: eat less, work out more.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the bridge from a person knowing that to taking the action? And I really believe that when you do things such as the I am statements in the vision boards, in the sticky notes, in the index cards, and you're seeing this, these images in your face every day and these words in your face every day, that is the bridge. And having a great coach and great mentors like you two, those are the action steps. Those are the bridges from knowing to taking action.
Wow, that's very powerful. Well, Tico and Pete, I just want to thank both of you for coming on the show and really impacting and changing the lives of people all over the globe. So I'm going to end this segment, and then I'm going to be coming right back with my other special guest where we're going to be talking about how this person took action in their lives. So thank you both, Pete and Tico.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm back with my second guest, and my second guest is Robin Adams, and she is the better half or the other half of Pete Adams, and I wanted Robin to come on and share her baby step, action step story. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
I am great, Constance. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited.
Well, good. We're talking about the power of action, and I know you and I had talked before, and I wanted you to come on and share your story about how you began to get in tip-top shape with baby steps. So what was your physical body like before you actually began to really get in shape? And what made you begin to take action?
Sure, Constance. Back in 1998, Pete and I moved from New England to Florida, and I had not been very athletic or didn't work out, was working a lot. And when we moved to Florida, I decided that I wanted to lose some weight and I wanted to get in shape. And I really didn't have any idea how to do that. And so I joined a local gym that was right around the corner from where we were living. And along with the membership of joining that gym came a personal trainer. And I worked out with the personal trainer for a couple of weeks. And of course, one of the things he asked me was, what are your goals? And at the time, losing weight was the main goal, just to lose some weight and to feel, you know, good about my body. So I worked out with him for a few weeks. And one of the things that he suggested to me was that I start running. And of course, that was like a foreign word to me. I had no idea how to even start to run, never even thought of myself as a runner, but he encouraged me and told me that if I lifted the weights and I did some type of cardio, preferably something that I enjoyed, that I would, you know, get the results much quicker. So I took that to heart for a couple of weeks and kind of thought about it. And then one day at the gym, they have a running trail, a dirt trail around the perimeter of the property. And I decided to go out and I ran from one telephone pole to the next.
Wow.
And then I walked and then I ran from the next telephone pole to the next one. And I think that that trail was a mile around the property. So the first day, I just, my my goal was just to get from point A to point B, from one telephone pole to the next.
Well, let me ask you this, Robin. Did you feel like I don't have the confidence to run? I know Pete was a runner. I mean, you said it had never sort of entered your mind. I mean, was your confidence kind of like really low in that area? And is that why you felt like you took baby steps to do it?
Absolutely, Constance. Mm-hmm. I had no confidence whatsoever. I was, you wouldn't know it now, but in my younger years, I did not have a lot of self-confidence in any abilities of my own. Mm-hmm. So it was a very difficult, and the fear of the unknown, I think, overwhelms a lot of people, and mm-hmm. I can certainly understand why. But the goal of losing weight was bigger. I wanted to feel good about myself, and you know, of course, being in Florida, it's nice weather all year round. You're wearing shorts, you're going to the beach, you're outside all the time, and I wanted to look and feel good when I went outside. When I went to the beach, I wanted to wear a bikini again. So those things were the motivating factors that were more than the fear. And I thought, you know, this is something that I can do, but I've got to retrain my brain, because that fear, again, it slips in.
Right. And I want to say to listeners, do you want to stay in your comfort zone, or do you want to begin to live an adventurous life by taking small action baby steps, which is what Robin did, running from one pole to the next pole? Is that what you did, Robin?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I just made it my goal every other day after I did my weight training to go outside, and every day it was to just get from one telephone pole to the next. And then as I started to get a little bit more comfortable, it became two telephone poles, and then three, and then four, and then to the point where I was running around the whole trail and not stopping.
What did that feel like?
It felt great when I finally did it. And then from there, there was a couple months later, there was a local 5K running race, which is a 3.1 mile race, and it was out on the beach, and we only lived about a mile from the beach. So I decided to sign up for that race. And again,
action step.
Yeah, an action step. And I did the same thing with my training for that. The goal was to just keep running around that trail and keep adding on to what I had already built. So, you know, it became, okay, I can run around this mile track once without stopping. Now the goal is to add telephone poles to the second loop and mm-hmm. just keep going until I got up to the 3 miles.
Wow. And so you ran the 3 miles.
I did.
What did that feel like?
It was amazing. And I got first place in my age group, and I got a little coffee mug with a logo on it for the race. And I was so excited. I was over the moon. I was just, you know, I felt like, oh my God, this is just, and by that time I had lost quite a bit of weight. So I was really feeling good about myself. And I thought, wow, I'm hooked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so what happened after that? And before you say that, I just want listeners to see how incrementally just Robin taking those action steps. She could have just said, oh, you know, I can't ever run, and had excuses. Remember last week I talked about no excuses. Mm-hmm. You know, you just 100% committed to taking those action steps. And that's what she did. And look at the results that she got, and look what happened to Tico. And so what happened after that first 3.1 mile run?
Well, after that, Constance, like I said, I was really kind of hooked. I thought, you know, this is great. I'm really feeling good about my body. I've lost weight. I did not realize that I was a person who enjoyed working out because I had never done it before to that extent. And I really did. I liked the way I felt. I liked the way I looked. And I thought, you know, I want to keep doing this. So I seeked out other races that were in our area. And I just kept signing up for more 5Ks, which are the sprint races. And then I also joined at the time, we were also starting to do triathlons, both Pete and I. And he started before I did, and then I started a couple months later. But we seeked out a triathlon group, other like-minded people, and I found a couple of ladies to run with, and that made all the difference in the world. It was very scary to go and think that here I am, I'm not a runner, I'm not an athlete, but here I am out here doing this, and I'm going to go run with other people. That was pretty scary, but I did it, and it set me on that path to get to where I am now.
Let me inject something there. And see, what happened with Robin is that when she began to get in the vibration of health and running, she attracted other like-minded people. And so whatever vibration you're in, which was a no excuse, let's make it happen, let's do it vibration, then she attracted those people. And then another thing, Robin, I really want to emphasize is that Robin said she was afraid, but she did it anyway. I mean, Robin, everything in my life that I've done, I've basically been afraid, but I you know, I'm just like, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm not going to stay in this comfort zone.
Right. I think that is a big factor for a lot of people, Constance, and it certainly was for me. The fear of the unknown, not knowing whether you can really do it or not. And that's why taking the baby steps and having a plan is so important. So those first couple of months, I did it on my own, pretty much just, like I said, running around that track from pole to pole. But after that, when the races started getting longer, I really needed to have a plan. I needed to have a training plan and know each week what I was going to do. So from that point, less than a year later, I did the Disney half marathon, which is a 13.1-mile run.
So, Robin, I'm so impressed with you.
Thank you.
Okay, Pete, get out the way. Let Robin be in the limelight. And so what did that feel like? I mean, a half marathon. I've walk a half marathon, and it just boosts my confidence. What did that feel like for you?
It was the same, Constance. It was another big confidence booster, and it was one of those things that again, the fear would come in, and you know, not knowing if you can run that distance. And in the training that I did, I actually incorporated a training plan from Jeff Galloway, who has written a few books on the walk run method. I took his training plan along with a couple training plans I had found online and incorporated them into my own. And I took those steps of only looking out a week. I didn't look out 13 weeks or 16 weeks or 18 weeks, whatever it is that the training plan calls for. I just looked at each week and I said, okay, this week I have to have, you know, 3 days of running, and I have to have at the end of the week, you know, 15 miles of running. Mm-hmm. And I that's how I did it. I broke it down for myself because the end was a little still overwhelming.
Yeah, that's real wisdom. As I listen to you say that, that's why last week I told people with the rule of five, small incremental steps. But what happens, Robin, is that it was incremental for you and almost naturally to progress to the next level.
Yes. And I knew that if I followed the plan, and after now becoming friendly with other runners and other triathletes and hearing them talk about their journeys and their stories of what they've done, I knew that if I followed the plan and the training, that I would be able to do it. But there still was that fear in the back of my mind. But the goal was to just each week get the mileage in. So if it called for 15 miles, then that's what I did. But most of the training plans, you don't actually run the complete distance of your race in training. So for the half marathon, the longest distance I had ever run at that point was only 12 miles in the training. So you still have another mile point two to go that, you know, can be a big deal.
Wow. Amazing. And then you decided to even go higher. What did you do?
Yes. After I did, and I have to tell you a funny little story about the half marathon. Mm-hmm. Pete and I did that marathon together, and he's a faster runner than I am. But we had agreed that he would run with me since it was my first race of that distance. And I was still very nervous and not too confident. So he ran with me. We ran the entire race together and we crossed the finish line together. And he turned to me to say congratulations. And he looked at me and he said, "Robin, why are you crying?" And I said, "I'm not crying." And he said, "Yes, you are. Are you hurt? Is something wrong?" And I said, "No." I said, "I'm not crying." And he said, "Yes, you are." And it was just I was overwhelmed at the fact that I had done that.
Yeah. And I can even hear the emotion in your voice right now. Yeah. And, you know, because, you know, and for listeners, you know, just that accomplishment. I mean, and Robin, I'm sure that it really boosted your self-esteem, right? And that was coming out at the finish line. That's, you know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What
it was.
Pete was
it,
saying.
It was. It was just, it was. It was so emotional, and it was just one of those times in your life that you'll never forget. And it was so rewarding for me to have been where I was, and then to have done that in less than a year. And so right after that, I signed up for the full marathon for the following year at Disney.
Wow. And so what I'm saying is Robin's talking about running, but you could be talking about your career.
Oh, sure.
Money, getting more money, getting married, whatever it is, taking those action steps. Remember, I said earlier, whatever you believe in intensely, you're going to be moved to take action.
Yeah, that's so true, Constance. This we're talking about running, but this could apply to any area of your life. Taking those initial steps, but having the goal, and the goal, I've heard you and Pete talk about this, you have to have passion for the goal. Mm-hmm. If you don't have passion for it and it's not something that you truly want to achieve, then you're not going to do it. And for me, the initial goal was to lose weight and feel good about myself. But then I found this whole new community of other like-minded people that I enjoyed being around. I liked their lifestyle. I liked the fact that they were healthy and they ate healthy and didn't drink too much and didn't smoke and, you know, were good to each other. It's almost a whole community within itself when you find other people like that. And that just helped to elevate me to keep going because I liked all of that.
Yeah. So in our last minutes left, Robin, so tell us about the triathlon. I mean, break that down for listeners all over. That means you do what?
it's three different events.
Wow.
All not simultaneously, but one right after the other. So depending on the distance of the type of race you're doing, you would do a swim. Typically, it would be in a lake or a pond. Sometimes they're in pools if there's no access to, you know, a lake or a pond. Then it's a bike. It could be a mountain bike or a road bike. And then it's usually a run. So typically, a sprint triathlon is a half a mile swim and about a 15 to 25 mile bike, and then
wow,
usually a 5K run after that. And the same thing applied to the triathlon that applied to the running. You just start taking baby steps. I was not a swimmer. Swimming was a big challenge for me. And you just start, you know, with one lap, then you increase to two and so forth.
You're going to make me get up and run around my house or something, Robin, or run around my neighborhood or something. I mean, that is a remarkable story. And it is really just a prime example of how Anybody can take any goal or intention and begin to take action steps and change their lives. Whoa. What would you like to say? And I know that, let me come back to that question. Okay. I'm so excited. I didn't finish that sentence, but I know your self-esteem and your self-image and I can do any doggone thing was the big vibration on the inside of you.
Oh, absolutely, Constance. Once you start to feel good about yourself and you're in a place where you have increased your vibration, as I've heard you and Pete talk about many, many times, you start to then pull people into your vibration as well because they can't help but want to be in that space as well. So for me, getting involved with a triathlon club and getting involved with a running club and other like-minded people really helped to elevate me. But then the same thing, I was so elevated in my feeling good about myself and where I was in my life that just overflowed into other people as well. So, and wow, it overflowed into my business. At the time I was working for corporate and then I started working with Pete and we've been working together ever since.
Well, and you've been making him look good ever since, right? I always hit him with that. Wow.
Well, thank you.
I tell you, what a remarkable story.
Well,
what
thank you,
remarkable
Constance.
Story. And I know that it really changed the lives of listeners all over the world. And I'm so motivated and encouraged myself, Robin. I'm so motivated, I forgot to go to commercial break. So I'm going to go to commercial break. And then Pete and I are going to come back and just share with you some foundational principles around taking action. So stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
So can you guys believe that I forgot to go to a commercial break? But wow, I tell you, I am so moved by both Tico and Robin's story on how they made a decision to use baby steps and take daily action to move them towards their goal. And Pete, I have you back with me. And I know that you heard Robin's story and you were on the line with Tico. What do you think about that?
It's just amazing, Constance. And what's truly amazing is I've seen these two wonderful individuals take the action steps and achieve their goals. You know, and that's the whole thing. It's just like, decide what you want. Get started. I remember when Robin was only running between like one telephone pole to the other, and then then she signed up for this 5K race and she won her age group. And after that, it was just like, just get out of her way. You know?
Yeah, you better watch it, Pete.
Exactly. And it's the same thing with Tico. It's what's so amazing is it's just watching people use the principles that we talk about every single week. It's, you know, these are laws to all the listeners. These are laws. This is like, it's not just like, well, it'll work for Tico. It won't work for me. It works for everybody. And taking the action and getting started changes your entire life, because the one step you take today, you have no idea where it's going to lead till tomorrow. But if you don't take that step, I can tell you what, you're not going to be any place other than where you are tomorrow than where you are today.
Yeah. So Pete, what principles do you want to start with with. You know, I shared at the beginning that the distance between dreams and reality is called action. And then I think I also said that you do not have to have it all figured out to move forward. And, you know, last week I talked about implementing five small daily habits in your life. So what do you think would be one of the first things that people should do in taking action?
Constance, I think one of the things I need to remind all the listeners about is really staying out of the house.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those things that really creates a real blockade to your action, because a lot of people think, oh, I want to have, let's say my goal is to, let's say like Robin's goal is to run a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll right out of the bat, they'll start saying, well, you know, I don't have a trainer or I haven't done it before. Well, don't let that stop you. It's just, you know, just trust it'll work out. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And get started, because you don't need to know all the details. All you need to know is my goal is to finish a marathon and I'm going to start running. And
right.
The rest will take care of itself as long as you keep showing up every day, working out, doing your mileage, which could be within law of attraction. It's like you're reviewing your I am statements, you're doing your visualization exercises, you're connecting with spirit. And, you know, it's just like, you know, like we said, the best analogy is working out. The more you work out, the stronger you get. The more you practice the principles of the law of attraction, the faster you're going to manifest your goals. That's just how it is.
Yeah, you know, that's true, Pete. And, you know, one interesting thing that one lady, Pauline. Hey, Pauline. She's named after my mom. She emailed me and said that she was wanting to remove artificial sweetener from her iced coffee. And she asked me, was that an action step? I'm like, that's a gigantic action step. So an action step might be something you stop doing. So Pauline, stop using an artificial sweetener. And it might mean initially she may use 2 instead of 3. And then the next week, 1 instead of 2. So it can be incremental. So it might be something that you stop doing, the action of I'm stopping this, or you may start something. But initially, it might be small baby steps. But just like Robin, over time, that would change. I went to the gym this morning and I got on the same piece of equipment and I noticed, I can add 5 more pounds to this. And I added 5 more pounds. And why did that happen? Because I've been taking that action step of going to the gym. So I'm going to say to the listeners, it can be something that you stop or start, just like Pete said, but you have to begin.
Absolutely, Constance. And a big part of that too is the more it's like you start showing up every day and you start building, you know, momentum, whether mm-hmm. it's in working out, it's working with spirit. It's like the more you do it, the more powerful you get, and the shorter the timeline to, you know, having what you say you want come into your life. And it works. You know, it's like I've written a book about it. I can write another couple books about it. Just get started. That's the biggest thing. And, you know, is you can have the life of your dreams, but it's like you've got to decide what the life of your dreams looks like. You know, I can't tell you what that is. Constance can't tell you what it is. It's different for everybody. It's different for me. It's different for Robin. It's different for Tico. But, you know, the life of your dreams is there, and it's waiting for you to show up and take charge.
And so, Pete, you know, you're so right. Get clear about what you want. I always say, now, this is just me. I choose one big goal, and my big goal between now and the end of the year is really my body. And I'm doing that doesn't mean I'm not doing other things, but that I'm putting a lot of focus on that. And so, you know, as I said last week, if you implement the rule of 5 every day, I'm going to drink water. These are mine. I'm going to drink a green drink. And it can't be overwhelming because it has to be consistent step. One lady emailed me and she said, I can't implement a five the rule of five every day, but I can do one new habit a week. And I said to her, well, if you do one new habit a week, at the end of 52 weeks, your life would have radically changed. And just like Tico, he said every day, and I can tell he's very busy, right? Tico said every day, I really spoke out I am affirmations. I believe that those affirmations attracted to him, you know, the things that are in his life right now.
Oh, absolutely, Constance. The I am statements are that's about as powerful as it gets. And I remember a guest you had on your show a few weeks ago, Captain Kelvin Riddle. Mm-hmm. Same thing. He's just like, he will not miss his hour of power for anything. And that's the biggest thing, guys. It's what Tico's doing, what Kelvin's doing. It's just like it's consistency, you know. So it's not like on again, off again. Because if you do that, it's almost like one step forward, one step back. Well, you keep doing that, all you're going to do is just wear a hole in the ground where you're standing. So it's just like get going, keep moving forward, and trust me, this it's gonna get good. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get great. And you keep with it, it'll get unbelievable. So, it's up to you guys. I can't do it for you. So, get started.
So, Pete, what else would you like to share about taking action?
Well, it's one of the things that's really hard to explain, Constance, to people that you know. It's like they haven't had this stuff show up in their life yet, and that is the ability to have things work out perfectly for you that you could never have imagined. So it's almost like you open one door and you step through that one doorway, and then just imagine a hallway with 30 doors and they all open up at once. So all the doors open up at once and you're on the path. And I've seen this happen so many times in my life where the right person shows up at the right time to get me to the next level of whatever I'm working on. And that you can never imagine how that would happen. So that's why we say stay out of the house and just don't get disappointed. Don't talk yourself out of something, talk yourself into it. Cause, it's hard to describe because it's almost like it's serendipity.
I mean,
it's magical. So I really can't explain it. You know, I know it works, and that's, you know, I trust in the process, and if you trust in the process and you show up every day and do your part, well, you're going to get results. That's just how it is. I really can't be any clearer on that.
Well, you know, and I believe that in your hour of power, and let me explain to everybody, an hour of power doesn't mean an hour. Your hour of power is the thing that you do every single day. It might be 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 45 minutes. It's that set aside time where you're just quiet, you're reading, you're inspired. It's where you're quiet. And I believe that that's the time that really God downloads little intuitions on the inside of you. Call this person, do that. Would you say that's right, Pete? It's in your quiet time. It may not happen then, but maybe even as you're driving in your car going to the grocery store, that's when many times the action that you should take is really downloaded to you. So your hour of power is to really connect with God, connect with Source, to really begin to align your thinking and your emotions with universal laws. And it's during those times you'll get a hunch. It's happened to me so many times, Pete, and that's why I want to just really reiterate again the importance of setting aside that time.
Exactly, Constance. The getting quiet piece is so important because if you're not quiet, you're not gonna hear the tidbits coming in from spirit, which is like the idea of call this one person. Maybe you should mail a letter to XYZ company. And when those prompts come in, they're real subtle, and you've got to be paying attention because the universe is sending you information all the time to help you, but you've got to be aware of those those messages coming in, and you need to take action, because, you know, it's spirits telling you, hey, pick up the phone and call, you know, XYZ company. It's because XYZ company might have the most amazing job for you, and they've been looking for you, and they, you know, they lost your resume. I mean, crazy things like that happen all the time. And it's, you know, you've got to listen to those prompts. And on top of those prompts, you've got to take action, but you more than likely, you've got to be quiet to hear those prompts come in. And and it's like, it happens for me all the time. And you don't expect, like, you know, to see like a plane in the sky riding what you should do next. It's not that dramatic. Mm-mm. But it's like, it's subtle, but it's powerful, and it always works.
The Bible says a still small voice. And so for listeners, it may feel like, or it may feel like an idea or a hunch, or you may have an urge. So that's the way it may happen for you. Or you may keep thinking about the same thing over and over again. That same thing keeps coming back to your mind. That's God or Spirit nudging you, saying, do this. Call this person, take this action step, you know. And, you know, and Pete, something I want to say is just the everyday consistency and diligence of it. I had a client who was wanted a new career, a different career, but their job was very demanding. And so our baby step was every day, no matter how tired he was to send 5 resumes during the week. On the weekend, he did 1 resume a day, which totaled 5 during the week. And then on the weekend, he did 5 on Saturday and 5 on Sunday. He did that for 30 days. Didn't anything happen. He got a little discouraged. I said, no, we're moving. We're moving in the general direction. We don't have it all figured out. And then a headhunter in that second month of found his resume, and then the rest is history. And then it's so interesting, Pete, after that headhunter found him his dream job, everybody else was, because he was in the vibration of, I deserve this, I have this. Everybody else was sending him invitations to come and interview. So that's an example of taking action and not being moved by what you see.
Exactly. Wonderful example, Constance. It's taking action, taking consistent action, and knowing that it's going to work out. So it's just you put the right energy out there, you do your part, you start sending the resumes out, and you know the dream job is looking for you, and you're going to find it. And sure enough, this gentleman has the job of his dreams. And wow. But that never would have happened if he didn't take Constance's advice and guidance and coaching to do what he needed to do for those 30 days, which was get out resumes.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. It's like, he didn't get discouraged. Like, oh, I'm not hearing from him or anybody. He just kept doing it. And he got the results he was looking for. Bravo.
Wow. This has been an awesome show. So Pete, in closing, what do you want to leave with people?
I would, you know, as always, it's just like, you guys can do anything in this world that you can imagine. And you owe it to yourself, because you deserve the life of your dreams. And you know, Constance and I, we're here to help you. So do it. I mean, it's so much more fun on the other side than, you know, being happy is the only way to be. And if you're not happy, it's up to you to change it. And I wish you Godspeed. Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to say to you that for every action step that you take, there are unlimited possibilities beyond your wildest dreams attached to it. So I'm like Nike, do it. So once again, thank you, Pete. Once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Of course, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And just so excited to hear from all of you. I want you to email me and let me know what's happening. And I will certainly forward those emails on to Pete about what's happening in the area of your taking action steps. And as I say every week, God loves you. You know that I love you. And everybody repeat after me. Today is the best day of my life. 2016 is the best year of my life. Make it happen.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.